Following yesterday's rain and thunder, things have settled down nicely across our area. And as we wrap up the work week and move into the holiday weekend, the weather picture is a generally good one across New York and western New England. This afternoon, we're looking at a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It is much less humid than it was yesterday afternoon. There is some rain that's not too far away. A cluster of wet weather is working its way off the Jersey shore, but all of that rainfall is expected to stay south of New York City and Long Island and will pose no threat to us. Moving into tonight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. We will see some areas of fog form, and I think the biggest talking point about tonight will be the chilly temperatures, with overnight lows running between about 48 and 56 in most locations. It's even possible we dip into the lower 40s in portions of the Adirondacks and even some of the higher terrain in Vermont. And that cool start tomorrow will set us up for a fantastic Friday as high pressure builds in. We're looking for mostly sunny skies across our area. We might see a little bit more in the way of cloudiness well to the south of Albany, but it's not a big deal. Our temperatures tomorrow will be in the 70s to right around 80 degrees, and just like today, we will keep the humidity levels down. And as we work into Saturday, the 4th of July, we're looking for partly to mostly sunny skies. There is a disturbance that will rotate in from the west on Saturday, and for that reason, I will include the small chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm in the forecast, but I really want to point out that any stormy weather on Saturday will be rather limited in coverage, and it's not going to ruin the day or wash out the entire day. So at this point, go ahead with all of your plans for Saturday. And as we work ahead into Sunday, it'll warm up a little bit with temperatures climbing up into the 80s in many locations. So all in all, things are looking really nice as we work through the holiday weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, low 48 to 56, cooler in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 48 to 56, cooler in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, high in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide, on Saturday, the 4th of July, partly to mostly sunny, small chance of a passing shower or storm, with highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.